This episode brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la vacuna que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan, guess what?
What's up?
It's time to unleash the beach beast within you.
Oh.
Know what that means? It means this summer, Manscaped is here to help you level up your beach game with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. They're going past waist deep in the grooming game and diving in headfirst to your facial hair fantasy. The Beard Hedger is a game changer, allowing you to shape your beard like a true beach babe. So this summer, let the beach balls bounce and turn heads all over the place. Visit manscaped.com and use the code K100 for 20% off and free shipping. So here's the deal. It's time to tame your mane, okay? A lot of people have trouble with facial hair. They don't like to shave. So why not go for it and let's try the beard. Say goodbye to all the stubble trouble with the Beard Hedger Pro Kit. It all starts with the Beard Hedger. First off, this cordless trimmer has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair-cutting lengths, all with one guard. So no more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. You don't have to have all the guards and everything,
right?
And a million products. You don't even have to worry about that, right? It's waterproof, so you can shave in the shower to avoid all that hair in the sink. And the titanium-coated T-blade is tough in the hair but smooth on your face, leading to single-stroke efficiency that brings satisfaction one stroke at a time. And it doesn't end there, because they've created 4 dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, okay? First, there is the beard shampoo and conditioner that comes with this. And you remember, all your hair is different. Your beard hair is more coarse and easier to damage than the hair on your head, obviously. And that's why the kit has made shampoo and conditioner specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replace natural oils, and promote beard health. Next, the kit has Manscaped Beard Oil. This helps relieve dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath while adding a little shimmer and shine. And cap off the kit with the Beard Balm, a pomade that shapes, styles, moisturizes, and tames for a sculpted look to attract any fellas or dames. Look, with all these products, if you don't have an on-point beard after a few weeks, that's got to be on you. Because the Pro Beard Kit also comes with 3 free gifts, a beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. And you know, this is the year 2023. Beards are in. The chicks like beards, but they don't like sloppy, ugly beards. They like well-groomed beards. So get 20% off and free ship with the code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code K100. That's the Manscaped Beard Hedger, one stroke, one guard, and 20 lengths at manscaped.com.
Yeah, this is our best-selling product, and there's a reason why. It's high quality and it works. Now they've got everything from, I can guarantee you, these are the most comfortable briefs, boxers that you'll ever wear. Incredible. You wouldn't think that, you know, a shaving company would come up with something this sweet, but they did. And they've got everything from deodorant, the motherfucking the weed whacker for your hair and your for your nose hairs and your ears. They got shampoo, they got conditioner, they got a body wash. I mean, they got everything so you can feel fresh, be clean, smell good. They even got cologne. I mean, these guys just bring it. And they got a really sweet leather toiletry bag that doesn't look cheap or look like, you know, you can bring it to you when you travel or stay over somewhere. It's just, you know, top of the line any way you cut it. So, you know, keep your groom on, you know, look clean, look presentable, smell clean for job interviews, just to go out in public. I know that's a big issue with wrestling fans, their hygiene is not that great. This can help you. Go check out Manscaped. Boom. We're back with K100 Sport. Let's start it off with some baseball. I actually wrote down, I think I was in Iran, and I might have, and maybe I didn't. Anyways, you know, Ohtani's just killing it. 35 home runs, leading the major leagues. Bro, he could break Aaron Judge's American League record of 62 home runs, you know. And while his pitching numbers have slipped a little bit compared to last year, he's still leading the majors with like six hits allowed per innings. And he's like third in shutouts. He's just having an incredible year. Do you think he gets traded is my question.
I'm very vocal about this. They said they have to. They're looking to trade him now because they have to, because their team just does nothing. They can't support him, right?
Right.
I've said, bro, if you are the Angels and you're looking to trade Ohtani, what team are you looking at that has like a bunch to offer you?
Yeah, the Braves.
The Braves. I was looking at our thing, bro. We could offer this guy so much stuff, and you're getting you could throw Strider. You could give them Strider because you're getting back Ohtani the pitcher too. You know what I'm saying? Just imagine, like if they give this guy, like, if we give them, like, Michael Harris, Vaughn Grissom, Spencer Strider, like, those are two of the top prospects in baseball. Like, Harris is, you know, and like, maybe a couple other prospects for Ohtani. And just imagine Acuna and Ohtani batting 1-2. Like, two of the two, like, think about that. The two MVPs, if the Braves had the two MVPs in baseball batting first and second, and the it's just unbelievable. I got a story,
There's two teams that could also give him some good players. That this guy, can you hear me?
Yeah,
I can hear you.
Imagine the Dodgers giving him Kershaw, Mookie Betts, you know, who's having an incredible year. Freeman, the Padres. Yeah. We got Machado. We got Soto. We got Snell. We got Hader. Like, we got some shit too.
Yeah. But the Braves definitely would be the front runner for this if they want to make a deal. So,
what was the story you had?
Yeah, there's heavy rumors that Soto might be traded to Philadelphia. Have you heard anything about that? You know, in the news there or anything? No.
Interesting. All right, so I went to the Braves game, okay, and I went with my friend Abu, who's friends with Andrew Jones, and I know Andrew too. I've been to games with him before, but Andrew's cool, former Braves legend Andrew Jones, right?
Yes.
So we go there and we go to the Truist Club. Okay, it's packed with people. It's like a cafeteria. Okay, but there's like a Vegas buffet spread. Like literally, like there's like four different stations of all buffet food and everything's free, right? So then we go there's these double doors. This private area where we go to the Truist like VIP lounge, which is where all the owners, you know, like all the bigwigs, like all the former players and stuff. And then we go in there and there's a spread. I've like lamb chops and stuff, and then like incredible, right? Free booze, you know, stuff and thing. So now we go, bro, we go to our seats. I'm sitting right next to the Braves dugout third row, right in front of the batter's box, and the catcher's like right to my left, like 10, like 15 yards away. Okay, we're sitting right behind the CEO of the
Did you
CEO
buy those seats, or they were given to you?
No, just it's Andrew's free. The freebie is everything.
Oh, free. Okay, yeah.
No. So I'm with Andrew Jones, and this is where he sits. Right. He sits in like the owner. I'm sitting behind the Brave CEO, the Truist Park CEO, and everything. So I didn't know this because Andrew and Abu, my friend, when they're talking to me, they're being kind of quiet. And I was like, what's going on? I'm talking to them, like, and they say, shh, you know, it's like, what's going on? Bro, the owners and these guys, they're very superstitious. So like the game was very like the other team scored two runs right off the bat. And I'm like talking to these guys and stuff and thinking like, you know, like, but I didn't know this till like after the third inning, we went back and think, bro, these guys are very superstitious. They don't like you talking when the other team's scoring. They're like, you know, stuff that they don't want to hear you, you know, it's just, they're like, they're selling it, you know, the right. CEO gets up after the first inning, turns around to me. He goes, hey, let me introduce myself. And so, because Abu and Andrew didn't think it necessary to introduce you to me. So I was thinking like, right. but I started, I met all the guys that were sitting there, one of the guys in management and everything. And one of the guys was a wrestling fan. So like, you know, so we were talking and so they liked me, like hanging out there, but you could tell that they don't really like having people that they don't know who they are sitting with them without, you know, so like there was but it was a great experience. Even though the Braves lost, what a game. Riley had two home runs and seven RBIs. Bro, it was the highest score.
It was 16-13 game, right, against the Diamondbacks.
Yes, the highest scoring game in baseball this year, and I was sitting behind the Bracey watching.
Oh my God, that is great! Yeah. Oh, the lead changed hands like six or seven times. Oh. I watched some of that.
Yeah, awesome game. And even though we lost, Riley hit two home runs.
Yeah, right, yeah. Riley hit two home runs, and Walker hit two home runs from Arizona.
Right. So next,
I'd like to point out real quick, Di, that since you're kind of bragging about your Braves game and all the buffets and stuff you had to eat, that you actually let someone down when you were back in the Atlanta area. You're supposed to have lunch with Raven, and I guess right. You never got back to him. What's going on there?
No, my mom dumped him. No, I got back to him. I texted him because mom, yeah, I was going to go eat with him, and my mom dumped a bunch of yard work in my lap.
Oh, that's what he said. I had to mow the lawn.
Mulch. I know. She's got all these bags. She had like 20 bags of mulch. So I had to take in like mulch and rake mulch. It's ridiculous. You know, so it's like, I mean, I'm 55 years old. I'm out working in the yard for like an hour and a half in the southern heat. Yeah, it was crazy.
But he did point out that he's not sure, but this may have been your turn to pay. I don't know if it's
right.
connected.
That's not accurate. but as I told him, if you want me to pay, we'll go to Kroger. They got great fried chicken. It's 3 for $5.
Hey, Mel, Bry here. Got to work from home today because the whole family caught a nasty.
Daddy.
Hey, Mikey, if you're going to puke, find the popcorn bowl.
But my availability is 110%. Coincidentally, so is my fever. Kidding. Mel, I'm so cold but hot. But I'm going to get you that budget. Just as soon as...
Mikey, popcorn bowl!
Press 1 to use Instacart and get your family's sick day essentials delivered in as fast as 30 minutes. Press 2 to keep working. Do not press 2. Just use Instacart, Brian.
Conan, guess what?
What up?
Another perfect product for summertime.
Right.
We're in the thick of summer, and you might be looking for wholesome, convenient meals to support sunny, active days. Factor, F-A-C-T-O-R, is America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit and can help you fuel up fast with flavorful and nutritious ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and stay on track reaching your goals. So meal prep is like the thing these days. You skip the grocery store and you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat food in 2 minutes. Meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals. So meal prep is the thing these days. Basically, if you want to skip the grocery store, you get fresh, never frozen, ready-to-eat meals in 2 minutes with Factor. So meal prep is a great way to reach your fitness goals, okay? And they give you fresh food prepared by chefs, stuff like, you know, broccoli, asparagus, leeks, and there's 34 restaurant-quality options. Meals like bruschetta shrimp risotto, steakhouse filet mignon, and it also caters to any type of diet that you have. It's very important. They have a calorie smart options, which are under 500 calories. They have keto options, which I'm a big fan of. They have vegan, vegetarian options, and protein plus options with over 30 plus grams of protein per order. All right, you can also mix them up. You can add some proteins with your vegan order if you want to. And also they have like over 40 snacks that you can try and breakfast options like apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, And they also have assorted juices, shakes, and smoothies. It's got everything. Let me give you a perfect example. Tons of girls at work use Factor, and all of them are getting in shape. I look at these girls, like, they come into work all the time, like they've lost weight in the summertime. I go, what are you doing? They say intermittent fasting and Factor meals. They're meal prepping. That's the easiest way to stay on point with your diet is meal prep. And Factor meals is the perfect option for it. So with Factor, you can rest assured you're making a sustainable choice. They offset 100% of their delivery emissions, source 100% renewable electricity for the production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in the meals. So this July, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door. They're not frozen, and they're ready in just 2 minutes. No prep, no mess. Take them and throw them away. You don't have to cook. You don't have to clean. It's that easy. So head to factormeals.com/K1150. That's Factor Meals at K10050, and they're giving you 50% off. You have to try this at 50% off. That's code K1050 at factormeals.com/K1050 to get 50% off. You have to give this a try. If you're having trouble dieting, if you're having trouble meal prepping, try Factor Meals. Very effective.
Right, and we got sent just to try it, and I thought it was great, so I ordered some more. I'm a big fan of the short ribs, and they have a really good chicken teriyaki and beef and cheese enchilada. You can choose, you know what I'm saying? So been tried by all of us. We all like it. I don't know. What do you like there, Joe?
Well, it's funny that you said steak, because the one that I tried was the Grilled Steakhouse Filet, and that was very, you know, it was almost restaurant-like good. I was really, really surprised. It didn't taste like something.
That's the main thing. You can tell the difference in the quality. Sorry for cutting you off.
Yeah. No, it's cool. It didn't taste like something that you just heated up at home. You know, it tasted freshly made and all that.
So, you know, we're always looking out for you, whether it's your health. Stay healthy, and this is a great way to do it. And you can get it at Factor Meals. Boom.
This episode brought to you by Progressive. Whether you're driving, cooking, or doing laundry, Progressive knows the podcasts you listen to go best when they're bundled with another activity. Much like how their Progressive home and auto policies go best when they're bundled. Having these two policies together makes taking care of your insurance easier and could help you save, too. Customers who save by switching their home and car insurance to Progressive save over $775 on average. That's a whole lot of savings and protection for your favorite podcast listening activities, like going on a road trip, cooking dinner, and even hitting the home gym. Yep, your home and your car are even easier to protect when you bundle your insurance together. Find your perfect combo. Get a home and car insurance quote at Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $779 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you sell everywhere, from their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system. Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. What I love about Shopify is how no matter how big you want to grow, Shopify gives you everything you need to take control and take your business business to the next level. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S., and Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/Westwood One, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/Westwood One now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/Westwood One.
I like Cincinnati a lot. They went into a little bit of losing streak over the All-Star game, but I just love the, you know, they haven't been, well, and they were there in 2020, which was the COVID year. I think the Braves beat them that year, right?
Maybe. No, they haven't been good in a while, haven't they?
No. Remember during the playoffs in 2020? During the COVID year that it was shortened and you guys beat them like in two games. How could you not remember that, dude? It was a couple years ago.
I just forgot. So
look it up, Joe, please. Yep. But I just like their team because it's young. They haven't been in the playoffs since like 10 years, but except for that 2020 season. But I like them because they're very young. The shortstop, McClain's got like a 300 average. You know, their pitcher, that Abbott, he's incredible. Ellie De La Cruz, bro, he's only been in for like 35 games, and he's, to me, the most electrifying player in the game. He reminds me a lot, and tell me if I'm wrong, of Fernando Tatis when he broke in.
Yeah, very similar. He does. He looks like Daryl Strawberry.
A little bit, skinny.
So it's funny, yeah. Too, because like Andrew Jones, his kid, was the number one pick in the draft, the baseball draft this year, and he's built like Eddie De La Cruz, too. Skinny, got power and everything. Right. So, like, yeah. Yeah. Right, right. Bro, yeah.
And you know what freaked me out the other day? I was watching a game and Aroldis Chapman, who now plays for, do you know who he plays for now?
I got traded to a team that's pretty decent, right? Who?
Yeah, Texas.
Right, Texas. Yeah.
Bro, you know, he's been around for a while. Bro, he threw a 103-mile pitch, all right? I still remember in Petco Park when he threw 105 miles, which is still the fastest of all time, to Tony Gwynn. Do you remember that?
I don't remember it, no.
Yeah. What was the night that when did you go to that game in Atlanta? Like two nights ago?
Tuesday night, yeah.
So check this out. Bro, this was an all-time record from like the 1890s. You had 12 teams scored at least 10 runs. And I'm reading this, by the way. I didn't remember it. And four games saw both teams score in double digits. All right?
Yeah.
Diamondbacks, 16. Braves, 13. Mets, 11. Fuck, where'd I put this? Mets, 11. White Sox, 10. Okay. Giants, 11. Reds, 10. Okay. And the Royals, 11. And the Tigers, 10. All in one night. How wild is that?
Yeah, crazy, right?
Right. Now, I know you're a big tennis fan. What do you think of Djokovic against...
Let me give you the baseball info before we move on to tennis, though, Conan, what you were asking for. So the Braves swept the Marlins in the 2020 playoffs, 3-0, and then, of course, they lost.
No. Then they lost to the Braves, didn't they? No?
The Braves beat the Marlins, and then the Braves lost to the Dodgers 4-3.
Yeah.
Then who did Cincinnati play?
I don't think Cincinnati's been in the playoffs I don't think they've been in.
No, it was during the COVID year, I remember. Okay, maybe I'm
maybe high, it was 2021.
Can you check? I'm sorry. Okay, so what do you think of Alcaraz?
Oh, Alcaraz, great, bro. There was it was 2-1 in the fifth set.
Alcaraz.
And bro, he just made some unbelievable shots. I mean, it was a great match, but it came down to like Alcaraz making like five or six shots at important times in the match, and then that won the match for him. But it was great, bro. The average viewership of that match, okay, this is unbelievable. People on average watched for 2 hours and 45 minutes of that 5 hour match, which is unheard. Like think about how compelling that is. You're getting people watch tennis, and they usually just change the channel. So, bro, they watch like 2 hours and 45 minutes of it. Usually, people will watch like tennis, maybe fast forward to the end of the set and something. But that's unbelievable, you know. But I can't wait to see them get rematched in the U.S. Open, because now we have a good television rivalry that will get big numbers, you know.
Right. And not only that, this is what really blew me away. Djokovic said, "I've never played anybody like this kid before, and he's only 20.
Yep.
Okay. Because and you know, Alcaraz just beat probably the greatest player of all time. Since I would say for the last 10 years, only four guys have won Wimbledon. It's been Federer, Nadal, Djokovic, and I think Murray won it once.
Yeah.
But he could have won it, but Djokovic could have won it five straight times. It's only Federer, one of my favorite players of all time, and Bjorn Borg, definitely probably my favorite player of all time with Boom Boom Becker from Germany. That he would have won five straight. I still think they're going to meet in the U.S. Thing in the finals. Yep. There's still a good chance Djokovic could beat him. That second set, I think, broke Djokovic because he doesn't usually lose, you know, tiebreakers. And Alcaraz just was tuned in.
Great, great TV. This is fresh off the tell what you think of this story here. And I don't – bro, this is like – to me, this isn't even a big story, but it's like ESPN is like the third story. Jags Mixon is first male American sports coach to come out as gay. It's like a Jaguars assistant strength coach to come out as gay. Like you said, I couldn't, you know, I don't want to feel like I have to think about it anymore. I don't want to feel like I have to lie about who I am or seem or why I'm living with someone else. It's like, and I'm like thinking like, bro, I don't think, does anybody, do people really still care about this? And like, I don't know why more athletes aren't coming out. Because it's like so accepted today, like this is like a thing, and like nobody's, you know, like making fun of the guy or anything. It's like, okay, yeah, whatever. Like,
yeah, cool.
It seems like it's like so commonplace in society. And stuff like this shouldn't, athletes should be coming out. You know,
on one part, I'm thinking, all right, I try to put myself be empathetic before I spurt out anything. And I'm like thinking, okay, on one side, for so many years they were afraid and they were closeted and they were beat up and they were chastised. Now it's a big thing when you come out and you know I'm coming out and all this. And another part is just almost like seeking attention. Yeah, you go, girl. And, you know, yeah, we're with you. And, you know, pride and all that. You know, it's like, why is that a big deal anymore? You know what I'm saying? Where marriage is allowed.
Right. Yeah,
I don't think to most people.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. So do you have anything else you want to talk about here?
Yeah, let me explain.
I'm just waiting for you to come out. Nothing. What?
Well, we're going to need we need some more diversity on the podcast. So someone's going to have to take one for the team. I'll put it.
Well, we already know you're binary. Just come out of the.
I never.
Here's the thing with Joe. Here's the thing with Joe. So do you remember when like Ricky Martin came out?
Yes.
99, 2000. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
Right. Were you surprised?
I was surprised, but I didn't care. You know, it was
okay,
like
I wasn't surprised. Like I knew he was gay.
Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, come on. And what was this other guy's name? Remember when George Michael's finally came out?
Yes, yeah.
Were you surprised? Yes, I absolutely was surprised because he always had hot chicks in his videos, like making out with them.
Well, because, look at his eyebrows and his hair and the way he, you know, like you could tell. You know. Same thing with Joe. If you come out, Joe, I don't think anybody's going to be surprised. So just come out, say you're binary, and we've got the inclusivity on the show that you seek. It's you.
And I could do an OnlyFans and show a little bird, and that can maybe make me a couple extra bucks too.
Yeah, well, you're not good looking. You don't have a good body, so I'm not sure how you'd make money.
But that's why I'm going straight for the dick.
Unless you got a big fucking John Holmes on you, which I don't think you do. I think that, you know, you got to kind of be, is anybody making money on OnlyFans that isn't attractive? I wonder if they are.
I mean, I don't know.
Everybody's got a certain type and stuff. Maybe guys that like, you know, a bigger girl.
Maybe the three guys that bought you Addicted to the Blade t-shirt would like to see you.
Nothing. Or girls who like fat guys or something, you know.
Conan.
Yo, what up?
Do you remember the classic physiques, like the old school bodybuilders of the golden era, like in Venice Beach in the 70s?
Yeah, like Frank Zane and Perigno and Arnold and Draper and all those guys.
Yeah, 50 years on, and we're still looking at those guys as a gold standard. And you know what's crazy? They didn't have creatine, pre-workout, fat burners, like a lot of the other popular supplements you see today. But one supplement, I did not know this, they all used was desiccated liver. Because it's packed with amino acids for muscle growth, vitamins and minerals for health and immunity, but it's also proven to cause a huge increase in red blood cells, which means you recover quicker, have more endurance, and get better pumps. That is why I consider it a must for all these iconic bodybuilders. Our friends at Legacy Sports Nutrition have just added desiccated liver from grass-fed cows to their world-class supplement lineup, but they've also gone a step further and introduced Essential Alpha, a grass-fed beef organ complex. Pound for pound, beef organs are the most nutritious food available, particularly for active men. That's a shoot, because liver is the healthiest thing you can eat. And Legacy believes in celebrating masculinity and maximizing male potential. Legacy, as you know, is owned and operated by Nick on probation, Aldis. And let me tell you, I talked to him about this, and he is super excited to finally be able to bring this to the market. And they've been working on the formula for a while, and he's been really singing the praises of this stuff. And can you ever think of a time when he wasn't ever in shape? I mean, if you're looking for a perfect supplement to help you build muscle, have more energy, and boost your immune system, and bring out your inner alpha, then you need to try Essential Alpha. Available right now at LegacySubs.com, and always use the code K100. Gets you 10% off and to help support this show. That's LegacySupps.com and use the code K100 at checkout. And I'm a big fan of liver, and I'm definitely going to start using this product.
The great thing about Legacy Subs, which, boy, they've been with us that long because people keep buying their shit, or if not, they wouldn't be throwing no ads on our show. People like their products. We, all of us, use their products. They have everything. Anything that you can imagine, the list is too long, but anything to help you with your brain power, pre-workout, protein drinks. I mean, they, from the A to the Z. And the great thing for the females out there, they have a supplement line just for females, which is curated by his wife, Mickey James. So check either one of them out, you know, get your supplements on Legacy Subs. Boom.
But let's see. The Braves, you were correct. They swept the Reds in this wild card series in 2020. 2-0. The Reds actually went.
Oh, 2022?
Oh, That's right. Because remember, they expanded the playoffs. They had a ton of teams. There was like a two with the best of three.
Yeah, the Reds were the seventh.
Right. Yeah,
they went as high as I thought. They went 22 innings without scoring. It's the only time a team got eliminated in the playoffs with scoring no runs. So
Yeah, I forgot about that because there's a I wanted to get
your take on this, Disco, because you grew up like I did when the running back was the center of attention. And now guys like Barkley and Jacobs and Pollard, who have put up great numbers with great abuse to their body with a short window for. What do you think about this, bro?
Of course they want to get paid, but it's like, come on, but running backs are a dime a dozen. You can find a good running back in the sixth round. It's like, you know. Like,
so you can find a Saquon Barkley in the sixth round, really?
A good line can make a good back. Absolutely.
Funny because your team, the Atlanta Hawks, picked Robinson in the first five or six picks. If they're so easy to find, why didn't you wait to the sixth round?
I don't know, but I'm just saying, it is what
I'll tell you why. Because guys like Bijan Robinson and Saquon Barkley are not easy to find, or Josh Jacobs, or Tony Pollard. Bro, well, Tony Pollard.
Any position is like that.
So why aren't they getting paid?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think the worst is what they're asking for.
Well, they're all getting, bro. Derrick Henry isn't a beast. Christian McCaffrey isn't a beast. Jonathan Taylor isn't a beast to you. These guys are squatting 500. They run quick. They're fucking, they take a lot of damage.
I play fantasy football. And, like, you look at the top running backs and everything, bro, guys that are ranked at the beginning of the year, like 25, 26, or 27, can have monster years. It's like it's not difficult for an average running back to have a great year. You know, and, like, you're just lucky to have them in that spot. So it's just a better philosophy for a team to not overpay for running backs. And, like, you see a lot of successful teams, and that's what they do. And it's like these guys are mad at that. You know, so that they want to sit out and lose a year, lose that income, I think it's stupid. I just think this is the game. You know, if you're a running back, you get the ball all the time. You get to touch the ball 350, 400 times.
They're fucking super athletes. Come on, bro. They're super athletes.
You have to tackle a guy like that, you know, to be in there. That's super athlete. So, I don't know. I just think.
Two players were picked in the top 12, two running backs, one of them being the Falcons. Melvin Gordon said last month that the running back is literally the worst position to play in the NFL. I'm reading this, to play in the NFL right now. And McCaffrey called the criminal that three of the best players in the entire league, and I think he's talking about Barkley, Jacobs, and Pollard, regardless of position, didn't get paid. At this point, just take the running back position out of the game then. It's a hell of a quote.
They're all going to stand up for each other.
And he said, they should, bro. They're super athletes. I mean, they're not, you know, it ain't like they're just fucking, you know. And at this point, and I think Derrick Henry said this, or could have been McCaffrey, but it said at this point, just take the running back position out of the game then.
Yeah. Well, they're all bitter. Yeah.
Well, right, they should be. You're not even defending them. You think they shouldn't get paid because they're easy to find. Guys like that, no, athletes getting, like that, no, they're, that pedigree.
They're getting offered $10 million.
Okay, and you got
that's not chump change. You know, so I don't know. So it is what it is. So, you know, they get paid a lot. It's not like they're not getting.
They should get paid more. You know, if the quarterback getting 30, they should at least get 15 to 20.
All right.
And the last thing I want to talk about, I'm a big fan of women's soccer because we're the best in the world. And there is a changing of the guard right now. You know, you got Rapinoe and Morgan, who obviously are the veterans. But now they've got like this young girl, Sophia Smith. They got the girl I was telling you about, Dennis Rodman's daughter, Trinity Rodman.
Right.
And they got this 18-year-old girl. It's really good. Her name is Thompson. And she's like the first teenager on the team in like 20 years. But they got a real good team, and I can't wait to see how they do in the World Cup. Yeah, I don't really like much of women's sports, especially the WNBA. But I do like women's tennis. Do you like women's tennis or no?
Yeah, I like women's tennis at the high level, like the final, you know, the Grand Slams. And I do, and this is one of the time where the women's have to, you know, earn their award. They want equal pay. They want as money, bro. You're okay. Well, you're in the World Cup. The spotlight is on you. They need to win. You know, like, because they can play. It's like, you know, they've been winning.
They've been winning for a long time. Right. I mean, they're way better than the men's team.
Right.
And their number, bro, they're dominant. They're like, they're dominating everybody. Now, I like women's tennis. I like women's track and field, like in the Olympics. Do you like that or no?
No, not a fan.
Like the 100, the 200. You don't like that? All right.
I'm not interested in the Olympics at all. Like, so when there's athletes, I have no clue who they are. And I have to pretend I know who they are for 3 weeks. It's like, I'm not interested in that.
Okay. How about women's MMA?
Yes.
Okay. How about gymnastics?
No, not at all.
Not even to get your perv on?
Nope, not at all.
Okay. I like gymnastics. I like MMA. And then this is just, you know, to get my leer on, women's volleyball and women's beach volleyball. All right. I'll leave you with that.
Conan, guess what?
Yo, what up?
Got a new sponsor, and it's perfect for this time of year. Bird Dogs stretch khaki shorts are designed to fit slimmer through the thigh and leg and give you a truly sculpted look. Now, here's the issue. Summertime in Vegas, and especially I'm going back home to Atlanta, right? I can't wear shorts, like regular shorts, you know, because it's too hot. It gets too sweaty. You know, the shorts, like typical shorts, like dress shorts, are made of like, you know, restrictive cotton, kind of stiff, right? Well, Bird Dogs fits this issue by inventing cloud knit fabric that looks just like the khaki, but stretches so you get a way slimmer fit without having to sacrifice movement. And it uses anti-stink sweat wicking fabric that keeps you cool and dry all day long, right? So this is just a perfect product. I have to wear athletic shorts all the time in Vegas because it's so hot. I can't wear the regular shorts. This is the perfect fit. They look like dress shorts. They fit like athletic shorts. They're loose. They're not restrictive. They're perfect.
Here's a great part of it, because we all got a pair, but they have like an inside lining, which makes everything really, really comfortable. And just the material is very comfortable. And on top of that, like their pants, they don't feel really tight, and they're really comfortable, and they look sweet.
Right, they fit like the comfort of athletic shorts, but they look like dress shorts.
Right.
That would be the best way to put it. And when you order, when you go to birddogs.com, that's birddogs.com/K100, you get a free Yeti-style tumbler with your order. That's birddogs.com/K100. For a free Yeti-style tumbler. You won't want to take your Bird Dogs off, we promise you.
There's a great product. Get your shorts and pants on comfortably with a sweet, sweet look to them at Bird Dogs. Boom. That has been the sports. If you got any opinions, comments, anything, send it to k100questions@gmail.com. We will be back with you next week with another segment of K100 Sports. Boom.